Okay, Parak Gimel on Erevin, Halacha Ches. We're dealing with cases that have to do with two chatzeros, and the ability of the two chatzeros to either make one single Eruv that unites them, or if the border between them means that each one has to make their own Eruv. Okay, so Halacha Ches deals with a similar case as the case of the ladder and the tree. Here the case is Haya Ilam Bitsadakosol Vasa Sulamakoso. So let's say there was a tree leaning on the side of the wall, and they use it as a ladder. Okay, it's used to climb up. Okay? Now remember, keep in mind that you're not allowed to climb a ladder on Shabbos. Excuse me, you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. In Ratsu Ma'arvin Echad, right? Hol the Isr Shvusu Shagarm Lo Shlo Yalev Ilam. So you're allowed to make an Eruf, one Eruf for both, even though technically speaking it's an Isr Derabanan to go ahead and climb a tree on Shabbos, but that's exactly the reason why it's mutter, because Chazal won't use the Isur Darabanan to prevent you from creating the Eruv. Now, Asa Asherah Sulamakosal, let's say we took the local tree that was dedicated for the purpose of idolatry, and want to use that as our ladder. Ema Arvin Echa B'mnesha Asur La'lo Saleh Minatorah, Shrei Asur Bahaniyah. So since the Isur by an Asherah is an Isur Hanah, Midoraisa, I mean, I can't benefit. I'm not allowed to benefit in any way, shape, or form from the tree. So obviously, using it as a ladder would be a problem, and that's an Isur D'oraisa. So there, by the Isur D'oraisa, we can't push the issue out of the way. But by the Isur D'rabanan, you could. Okay, Halacha Tes, Kosol Shegavoa Asara. Okay, so now what you have is that, let's say there's a tall wall, okay, it's 10 tefachim at least or higher, that separates the two chatzeros. And what do they want to do, the people in both chatzer? Ubal lima'ato, kedei la'arev eir vecha. So what they say is, you know what? We want to knock down a chunk of the wall, and by knocking down a chunk of the wall, we'll now, in a sense, make both chatzeros, combine both chatzeros, and we can make one eir in such a way. So im yesh be'orech hamiyut arba tefachim ma'arven echa. So as long as there is, they're able to reduce it to the point that it's has four tefachim in length, meaning the reduction will be four tefachim in length. Okay, then again, they're lowering it, and it's a four tefachim below. They're lowering it below 10, and it's a four tefachim long break. Then they could do that. Sasu miksas hakosel ad she nismat me'asara. Okay, so let's say they tear down a part of the kosel, a part of the wall, until they get less than 10. Sido akatzer nosu nosu lechatzer zu. Okay, and what happens is that as long as they have, it's interesting. In other words, the area that they shorten, that becomes the area they're mutter, so to speak, to use insofar as, let's say, passing things over. Okay, but the rest of the kosel, that's still 10 tefachim high, around that broken area, they would not be able to make use of to pass things over. So again, if they make this breach inside the kosel, so only the area that's actually broken down, meaning the shorter area, that they can make use of between the two chatzeros. So they can still make one eruv, but only make use of a specific part of the wall. Okay? Halacha tes, kosel shegavoa asara, right? Halacha yud, nifratza kosel hagavoa shebenein. Now let's say the tall wall that's between them breaks down completely. Im haisa partza ad eser amos, okay? Ma'arvin shnei eruvin, okay? So if the break is 10 amos or less, then they can make two eruvin. Okay, meaning we can say now that the chatzeros are separate. Vim ratzu ma'arvin echad meishi kepesach. And if they wanted to, they can make one eruv, because now they've created almost like a doorway or an opening that allows them to travel or to carry easily from one side of one chatzer to another chatzer. Vim ha'yisa yeser ma'eser ma'arvin eruv echad ve'im ma'arvin shnei eruvin. But if there's more than 10 amos left, then they can make one eruv, but they're not allowed to make two separate eruvin, because we say that enough of the kosel is standing that separates the two chatzeros out. Okay, lachin aleph. Now, haisa parts of pechusam eser. If the break is less than 10, ubal lahashlima li eser me eser. Okay, and I want to make it so now that it's more than 10. So again, the breach is less than 10, but now I want to fill it in to more than 10. Chokek bekosel gova asar tvachin. So then what I'm allowed to do is, what I have to do is, I would have to remove an area of the kosel that's greater than 10 tefachim from the ground, okay? And then I can make one eruv. The im bal lifrots lichatchila, right? But let's say from the beginning I wanted to break the wall, parts of yeser m'eser, Bekolokoso, let's say I wanted to, right from the get-go, I wanted to take off more than 10 from the wall. Tzarechios gova apartsa melokumoso. Right? The height of the, it's interesting, halacha, the height of the break must be the height. Melokumoso means of the average person. There's the height of the breach must be of that height. Okay, halacha yud beis. Now we switch over to charetz, which is the natural next part from walls. In other words, a wall is something that protrudes from the ground. A charetz is going to be something that's into the ground, a trough or a trench. So that's another way you could separate out one chatzer from another chatzer. So let's say I have an halacha yud beis charetz bein shtei chatzeros. Okay, let's say I have a trench that is in between two chatzeros. Amok asara v'rocha v'arba o yeser marvin shnei ruvin. So that's considered enough of a border, of a differentiator between the two chatzeros, then now each one has to make their own eruv. So again, if it's 10 tfachim in depth and our usual arba in width, at that point it's considered enough of a separation between the two chatzeros to require them to make two separate eruvim. Pachos mikan marvin echav im marvin shnayim. And if it's less, right, then we consider the two chatzeros as one and you can join them together. V'miyet amko ba'afar o b'tzroos me'arvin echad. Okay, now let's say I make the trench less shallow by adding in stuff, okay? Then I can make what I call one air of aim of arvin shnayim. Shestam afar tzroos b'charetz v'vutalan hay. Now, it depends what I use. If I fill it in with dirt, which we'll call like mimimino, which is basically what the, charetz is usually comprised of anyway, meaning I dug out dirt. If I add dirt to the charetz, so what we say is that it's considered mevatel to the charetz, okay? And it's as if it becomes part of the very trench itself, and therefore I can say that now it's one makom. Avim elo teven okash inu matin at shivatel, okay? But if I go ahead and add in, let's say, straw, okay? We don't say that the depth has been reduced, right? Unless I had in mind that when I added the teven, the straw to the hole, to the trench, that it wanted to be actually a permanent part of the actual trench itself. So that if I had that das in mind, then I can relate to it that way. So again, if I add in dirt, so dirt naturally, so to speak, fills in the hole, and therefore I can reduce the depth of the trench, which therefore allows me to make one eruv between the two chatzeros. If I added in straw, it wouldn't be sufficient just to add it in. I'd have to have in mind that the straw itself is becoming an actual chelek of the trench. Similarly speaking, lachiyud gimel v'cheni miet rachva beluach. Okay, so there's another way I can reduce the trench, and that is by reducing the width. In the halacha yubeis, we've been dealing with the depth. What if I go ahead and stick like a board, right? Some like a beam or some reeds. Okay, and I I use it to across the actual width of the trench. Okay. So again, assuming that the beam, let's say, I make a bridge and it covers the entire charetz, marvin echad ve'im marvin shnayim. That's another way to go ahead and join the two chatziros together. V'chol davar anital b'shabbos kigon hasal ve'hasefel eim ematim bo ela imkein chibra ba'aretz chavur she'i yeshar l'shamto ad she'yachbor b'deker. So, going back to what he said at the end of Halacha Yud Beis, okay, when it comes to making something part of the trench, okay, part of the hole, anything that I normally would carry on Shabbos, okay, like a basket, okay, meaning it's meant to be carried, if I add it to the actual trench, it doesn't make it part of the trench unless I put it in a manner where it's stuck solidly and I'd require a shovel to remove it, okay? So again, Teven, you can argue, even though Teven naturally is not part of a trench, you could say that, a person, it's not unheard of to have some straw in a hole and make that fill in the hole. But if someone puts a chair in a trench, okay, then that would not be, that would not work unless it actually was fixed into the ground. Then you could say it's part of the trench. It has to actually go across the entire thing. It's connecting. In other words, the board has to actually be a bridge from one side to the other side of the trench. In doing so, it's erasing, so to speak, the border between the two chatzeros. So that's why, I mean, I've created a functional way for you to go ahead and transport things from one chatzer to another. So it does have to actually, cover the whole thing. Okay, lachiyadalin. One second. Okay, Nasan Luach Shirachav Arba Tvachim Al Rochav Acharetz. Okay, now let's say I take a board and it's Arba Tvachim in width and I place it across the trench Al Rochav Acharetz, right? Ma'arvin Echad. Okay, V'imratzu Ma'arvin Shnei Iruvin. So if, what it called, if I go ahead and take a board that's four Tvachim in width and I place it across the trench, okay, then the, because of the width of the board, you have an option. The option is you can make one Eruv or you can make two Eruv. Now, the Rambam takes this halacha and now uses it as a stepping stone to a much wider concept. V'chein shtei gizus tra'os, okay, which we saw already. These are basically like balconies, okay? If you have a balcony, zu k'neged zu, okay? So let's say I have a balcony from one house and a balcony from another house, okay? Im hoshit luach shirochav arba tfachim mizu luzu ma'arvin Eruv echad. I can connect together, right, the two balconies, which again would allow me to carry from one house to another house via the balcony if I have a board that allows you to walk from one to the other, okay? As long as the board is four tefachim in width. Vim ratzu arvin shnei eruvin, elatzim elatzim. But of course, each one can make their own eruv as well, okay? Meaning I don't have to necessarily make one eruv. But the point is that I can be mitzarev, I can connect together the two houses to make one eruv via the balconies. Okay, how you bitzu bitzadzu? Okay, ve'enu b'shave el achas amala mechaverta. But let's say they are not what it called on the same side. Okay, of the actual rishus. Okay, but rather or they're not the same height. Okay, im yesh b'neim pachos b'shosh tefachim harein kit so sotra achas. Okay, so if there's less than three tefachim between them, they become like one balcony. So as long as it's there's less than three tefachim, they're mitzarif. V'im yesh b'neihem shlosha yeser marvin elatzma elatzma. But as long as there is three tefachim going on, as long as that exists, then you each one is considered its own unique a makom, and therefore you can't go ahead and make one eruv to combine them together. Okay. Kosel shebein shtei chatzeros. Going back to our wall. If I have a wall between two chatzeros, shehu rachav arba v'yagavoa sar tefachim mechatzer zu. Okay, so I have a wall that's between two chatzeros. Okay, it is four tefachim in width, and it is asar tefachim. Okay, mechatzer zu v'shava lekarka chatzer shnia. Okay. So what does that mean? It means like this. It means that the in one chatzer. Okay, so the top of the wall is ground level for the top chatzer, okay? And for the bottom chatzer, so to speak, the wall the bottom of the wall is at the ground level of the bottom chatzer. So again, picture like my left hand here is the top chatzer, and then it ends by the wall. So by there, the top of the wall is their ground level, then it goes 10 tefachim down, and then the bottom chatzer is over here. So for the bottom chatzer, they have a 10 tefach wall bordering it to the upper chatzer, but from the upper chatzer, there's no wall, so to speak of. Because if you started walking down the top chatzer, you would just fall over the side. Okay? So, mechatzer zu v'shava the karka chatzer shnia, okay? Nosin rachvo lebnei chatzer shehu shava lehen v'yechshav mechatzran. Okay? So what do? So we say the width of the wall, we give, so to speak, to the people where the wall exists at the ground level, okay? Because ho v'tashmisho benachas le'elu, v'tashmisho b'kasha le'elu. Nosen osa le'elu shetashmisho lehen benachas, okay? So what we say is that when we have a choice, okay, is that those where it's easily accessible to the chatzer get preference over for those where it's more difficult for them to access the chatzer. So that's why we favor them. And same by the charetz. V'chein charetz shebein shtei chatzeros amok asar tzvachem mitzad chatzer zu v'shavu karka chatzer shnia nosin rachvo lechatzer shu shavu lo. So we give the width of the chatzer right to the area where it's at the ground level. Mishitashmisho nachas lezeh v'kasha lezeh nosin osa elu shashmisho lahem menachas. So it's an interesting halachic principle that's what it called, that we give preference to the members of the chatzer who have an easier time accessing. Okay. Okay, halacha tes zayin. Haya hakosel shebein shtei chatzeros namach mechatzer al yona v'goa mechatzer tachna shim subene al yona v'tachishen be'avav al yedei shiloshol uvnei tachtona mishtamshin be'avav al yedei zrika. Okay, let's say you have the same issue where you have multi-level chatzeros, okay? Now, in this case here, okay, there's a wall, okay? Now, the wall is lower than the upper chatzer, okay? So relative to the upper chatzer, it's lower. And again, similar before, it's up higher than the lower chatzer, okay? If during the week, okay, during chol, what do? They're allowed to go ahead and, let's say what they do is that they make use of the wall, okay, by lowering things, by, there's the upper guys lower things to the bottom chatzer, and then the guys in the bottom, they'll throw, like, let's say they have stuff in their chatzer up to the people on the top chatzer, okay? So let's assume that's how they make use of the width of the wall. There's their usage is demonstrated by the guys on top gently lowering things down, and the guys in the bottom throwing things up. So the Rambam then says, Shnei an asurim bo, ad she'arvu shnei an erev echad. Then they can't make use of it until they make one erev. Aveim lo irvu, now it's interesting. And again, this is all if they actually use the width of the wall area. If that's what they make use of, right? Like for instance, let's say I throw something at the top chatzer and I throw it so it lands on top of the wall, or it's on that thickness. If that's the case, so then if they didn't make an eruv before Shabbos, they cannot take anything that was left on the top of those walls into their houses. So let's say for instance the bottom chatzer threw a ball before Shabbos, and it landed on the top of the wall, then the people on top chutzner could not take something from that width of the wall into their house. That would be usher to do. Okay, one more on this kind of thing. Halacha Yud Zayin, Shnei Batim Shebenayin Charava, right? Okay, so let's say between two houses, when you have two houses and you have what literally Charava is a destroyed area, some type of ruined location. She reshusa yachid. Okay, that's considered a reshusa yachid. Im yichol and shteim lishtamish becharava ayde zrika osrin zelze. So working on this idea of us being able to share usage through throwing things into it. Okay, then it's also to make use of it if we demonstrate by throwing into it that we make use of it in such a manner. V'mhaya tashmisha lezeh benachas va'acher eino yachol lizrok la meishi amuka b'menu. Let's say for one it's easy to make use of the charava, but for the other ones, they have to throw things in there to make use of it because it's deep. It's deeper for them. Then, for the people where it's easier to access it, they are allowed to use it by throwing things into it. Okay, so again, that goes back to the idea of nachas. Okay, halacha yuches is very interesting. Something people don't usually think about. But it's a fascinating halacha. Kol gago seir. Okay, roofs of any city. Okay, afal pi shezeh gavoa v'zeh namuch. Okay. Im kol chatzeros, v'im kol karpipios, shehukvu shelo l'shem dira, right? She'ein b'chol echab hen yesra beis asayim, im ove haksalim shebein chatzeros, im hamavo she'ish lahen lechi yakore. Okay, so roofs, okay, any roof in the city, it's irrelevant if, and we'll get to what this is in a second. It's irrelevant if the roof of one house is taller than the roof of the other house. Okay, along with enclosures, chatzeros, carpipios are enclosures that are not makif, covered l'shem, surrounded l'shem dira, right? As long as they're not greater than the base asayim. And then also included are the width of the walls that are between chatzeros, along with mavuos that have a lechi kore, kulan rishus achasein, all right? Umetatlim mekulan below eruv, kelem sheshavsu besochan, okay? You'll see what he means in a second, okay? He's not contradicting what he said all along. You're allowed to go ahead and move throughout all these areas, okay? Kalim, right? Without making an eruv, when Shabbos started, if they're in those areas, okay? Meaning if I left on my roof a ball, I'd be allowed to move that without an eruv. I have a low kalim shashav subasocha bias, ela imkin irvu. But if the ball was in my house when Shabbos started, then I couldn't take it out of my house to, let's say, the gag. But if it was on the gog all along, I would be allowed to move it, okay? Now, what is he talking about here, okay? So the Rambam senses our confusion and says, halacha yates, ketzad, okay? Kli sheshavas besocha chatzer. So let's say I left a ball in my chatzer, okay? Bein irvu anshe chatzer bein no irvu, okay? It's irrelevant whether or not the people in the chatzer made an irv or not. Mutter lahaloso min hachatzer legag or l'rosh hakosa. So in general, I will be allowed to take that ball and move it, right, to my roof, okay, or to the top of the wall, let's say that's between my chatzer. So again, if a ball was left in a chatzer, it doesn't mean I can't move the ball at all. It means I can't take it, for instance, within the chatzar or let's say to my house. But I could take the ball and move it up to the roof. And I could move the ball, for example, if it was on the roof, to another roof, right? That's near it. Whether or not the height of the root is taller or shorter, it doesn't matter. And it can even go from roof to second chatzer, from second chatzer to third roof, to third chatzer, and then the ball can go from, I can move it from the third gag to the mavoi, and I can go from the mavoi until the fourth roof. So basically, if the kli was in a location, like a chatzer, okay, which recall is a reshus yachid technically, if it starts off in that location, I can move that ball throughout the entire city, carrying it, as long as I make use of these types of areas, a roof, or let's say a chatzer, right? That would be permitted. But again, I can't go from chatzer to chatzer, right? But I can go from chatzer to roof to chatzer to roof to chatzer to roof to chatzer. As much as I want to. The catch is I can never take the ball into someone's house, okay? Because unless there was an Eruv done for all those people, okay? Now again, it's important to emphasize the reason why this is the case is because we're dealing with the Rabbanan. If this is the Raisa, they would never allow such a thing, okay? But because it's the Rabbanan, that's why it's permitted. Now, of course, halacha chaf, v'chein im shavas akli bebeso, okay, but let's say the kli was in my house. If the kli was in my house, like the ball, v'hotziu l'chatzer, okay, and then I took it out to the chatzer, lo yavirin l'chatzer acheres l'gag acher, olu rosh hakoso, o the karpav. I would not be allowed at that point, even though the ball now is in the chatzer, since before Shabbos started, it's shvisa. It was designated to start Shabbos in my house. Once I take it out of my house, when I didn't rely on a kasher eruv, so now it's prohibited for me to now continue moving that ball. Okay, so it all depends on where that ball started when Shabbos started. If it started in the chatzer, then I can go ahead and move it around as long as I use a gag as an example, or let's say the mavoi is an example of an area I'm moving through. But if it starts off in my house and ends up outside, I would not be allowed to move it. Into anywhere else, unless an error was made before Shabbos started.